In 2016, Flagstaff voters raised the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour, higher than voters approved the state wage in that same election. It was met with some backlash from the business community and some Republican state legislators who wanted to penalize the city for its new wage. Yesterday, a Maricopa County judge blocked Arizona officials from imposing a financial charge on Flagstaff for having a higher minimum wage than the state's own. Judge James Smith said it was because the plaintiffs missed the deadline to impose a $1.1 million charge against the city, and not what the city had argued, which was that the penalty violates the state's Voter Protection Act. The ruling isn't the last we'll hear on this issue, and with us to explain it all is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey there, Howie.
Hey, as of course, always, nothing is as simple as it seems.
That's right.
So the state
was basically saying, Flagstaff, you owe us this amount of money because your minimum wage is higher than the state's. What was the state's argument for that?
Well, the state's argument was very simple. First of all, let me back up half a step. Both the state minimum wage law and the local minimum wage law in Flagstaff, the one being proposed in Tucson, do not affect state employees. And the reason for that is there's a constitutional provision that says if you're going to do something that costs the state money, you have to come up with a revenue source, which would have meant a new tax. So they decided to exempt state employees. The state says we still have indirect costs. For example, we have people who contract with the Department of Economic Security to provide services for the developmentally disabled. If they have to pay their people more, then they bill the state for a higher charge, and therefore we get to pass on the cost to Flagstaff because they're causing us that. The judge, as you point out, didn't specifically address that in his ruling. He said, look, the law you passed said you have to do the assessment by July 31st. Well, they passed the bill around the end of June, but the bill didn't take effect till September 29th. Guess what? No law, no assessment. But the judge also made it clear that while he's blocking the assessment based on the technicality, he's not really keen on the whole process. He pointed out, as did Flagstaff, that the 2006 original 2006 minimum wage law and the one that was renewed in 2016 says cities can have their own minimum wage that's higher. And he said, you're putting them in a position where they have to choose between exercising their rights and losing money.
Well, so as we pointed out, the judge ruled on this sort of technicality, the timing of it. But there is this other question, right, of the Voter Protection Act of can the state tell the city or charge the city for doing something that its voters and the state's voters have already authorized?
Well, that was certainly part of the question he raised at oral arguments last week. Certainly he addressed that here. Judges as a whole don't like declaring things unconstitutional. If they can find some other way around it, they will go for the low-hanging fruit. And I'm not being critical, but they figure if you can resolve a case on something simple, don't go into the constitutional. But the judge made it clear. He said, if this comes back, we're going to have to look at that. We're going to have to look at some other things. For example, he pointed out that nothing in the law that allows the assessment says how it's done. So it could be every agency comes up with its own plan, its own particular set of decisions on how they think they're affected, and then simply submits the bill to the city, and the city can't even appeal it. And that raises a whole bunch of due process questions, which would have to be addressed at some point. So the judge has certainly made it clear that there are questions that will have to be addressed down the road if the legislature continues to do this. Will the legislature continue to do this? Well, you know, you and I have been covering these people for a long time. They don't like being told no by courts.
Right. Well, and Howie, does it seem as though there will be a full-blown trial on this? The judge sort of implied, and you implied as well, that some of these issues might have to be addressed at some other point.
Well, I think that the state will have to make a really tough decision as far as this particular year. There is no question but they missed the assessment deadline. That's fairly black and white. Now, if they want a full trial on missing the deadline, they're certainly welcome to it. My guess would be that they will reenact it as part of next year's budget and then try it again, and then we'll be back in court. And you and I will be talking a year from today because, you know, lawmakers do not give up on this sort of thing. You know, we are the legislature. We are the alpha and the omega, and you will listen to us.
I will.
And so I'm guessing that this will come back, perhaps not in this fashion. Now, one other thing to point out, Tucson voters go to the polls next month.
Right.
With their own plan to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. That's got a bigger effect on the state. And so it's very possible that when we see this again, that they will try to penalize not just Flagstaff, but Tucson and any other city which has the temerity to tell the legislature you're wrong.
I will set an alert on my calendar to contact you on October 12, 2022 to talk about this again. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, thank you.
And hopefully we'll be talking before next year.